Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program. Romance, adventure, action, all in the new novel from Gary Helzer, Where Losers Live, Heroes Die. Thriller readers will enjoy The Ride, the post-Vietnam War experiences of Hans Metzger, nicknamed the Cowboy, an adventuresome but troubled vet. Author Gary Helzer was raised on a farm in Idaho. After high school, served in the U.S. Navy before moving to Nevada, where he worked in casinos. He's with us on This Week in America. Gary Helzer, author of the fast-paced, action-packed Where Losers Live, Heroes Die, joining us on the program. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure to have you. Interesting discussion we'll have on the book tonight here, without giving too much away, Where Losers Live, Heroes Die. I love the main character. And first of all, I mentioned action-packed. You've got action right off the start. Was that part of when you sat down to put the book together that you thought, okay, I'm going to capture people right away? This is a quick start you've got in the book. Action right on page one.
Well, yeah, I figured I'd better get it going right from the beginning.
Yeah, when you go through the first page, you've got our attention here, and you hold it all the way through the book. The book is called Where Losers Live, Heroes Die. Got to ask you why you decided to write the book and where this story came from. I mentioned your military background. Was part of this story that you lived or heard about it in your life?
Well, thoughts came to my head, so I started writing them down. It wasn't no particular ones. Some of my ideas I think I got from movies, and others from things that really happened. And it's just, I don't just remember how the thought come up, but as I started thinking about it, I thought this might make a good story, and that's when I started writing things down.
It really does make a good story, and I mentioned the main character, Hans Metzger. Let's talk about Hans, and you've got an interesting approach in the book because you write from his perspective. So you basically, as the author, you are Hans. Tell me about this character, because he's a really interesting guy.
Well, he gets out of the army, and he wants to hitchhike home. And when he hitchhikes home, he gets caught up in a couple of hippie girls pick him up and give him a ride to their home at Lake Tahoe. And and there he meets, a Charles Manson-type person that's dealing with drugs. And he gets so mad at them that he steals his car and heads for home.
Yeah, and you mentioned the girls, the hitchhiking experience. He runs into a couple of hippie chicks, as they're described in the book, Dottie and Gigi. And boy, they take him on a real ride, don't they? I mean, that's an experience. Where did that come from? A vivid imagination, or is that part autobiographical as well?
No, it's not true. Unfortunately, that type of thing never really happened to me. I just dreamed that up.
Well, it's nice that Hans could live that for you. So, when he gets it, he leaves Vietnam, and I'll talk about that in a second, because we see him as he's wrapping up in Vietnam, decides to return to the family homestead, and that really doesn't go well, does it? He doesn't find it in the shape he thinks it's going to.
Well, he gets home, and he discovered that the grasshoppers were eating up all the crops. And his mom didn't tell him that while he was in the services. She didn't want him to worry. And they're just about to lose the farm. And so that's getting him worried. And he's trying to get some money together to help him out. And that didn't work out so well. But his buddy Pete has a job for him in the Bahamas. Well, and figures out a way to help his parents out to get the cowboy to go back to the Bahamas with him.
Yeah, he's very resourceful. And in talking about Hans, who is nicknamed the Cowboy, how did he get that nickname?
Well, I guess because I like westerns.
See, that's a nice thing when you create the character. You can have the character live experiences you never got to live and give them a nickname like that. I mentioned that he was leaving Vietnam. Let's go back and talk about why you chose that particular era. He's finishing up in Vietnam. He's about to leave the country. His post-Vietnam days here in the U.S. Why did you decide to set the story back in that era?
Well, because I was in the Vietnam War. Only I was in the Navy instead of the Army. And so it's back at the same years that I was in the service myself. So that's why I picked Vietnam.
Did you go through what Hans goes through coming back and trying to get back in society, be accepted, figure out what his role is going to be now that the war is over? Is that some of what you went through when you got back, was trying to get back and become just a U.S. citizen again?
Well, no, not really. He just wanted to come back. Things didn't work out for him in the Army because he put in for schools and didn't get it. And he just wanted to come back and be with his parents and help run the farm. It didn't work out that way.
No, and we'll sort of tell a little bit of that story. But the book is called Where Losers Live, Heroes Die. It's got a lot of romance, adventure, action. It's all in the novel by Gary Helzer, our guest on the program. Information on the book at bookventure.com/bookstore. Just go to bookventure.com, the bookstore. You'll find information on the book and be able to order it. It's available online as well as at Amazon, and you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on and get some of that information. With Hans, he almost didn't make it back. He is in the tour is almost over. He ends up being sort of ambushed by the Viet Cong, and that's where the action begins in the book. And what Gary, he was going through some desperate times just to try to get out of the country, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, yes. Yeah, see, one last mission was to blow up an enemy ammunition dump depot, and on the way out, he got attacked by Viet Cong, and they were pretty much surrounded, and then all of a sudden, some U.S. Navy jets started bombing the Viet Cong, and then he managed to get out of there.
I smiled when I read the U.S. Navy to the rescue. I'm sure that brought a smile to your face as well as you were writing that part of the book.
Yes, it did.
Gary Helzer, our guest, Where Losers Live, Heroes Die. So Hans gets back over here, gets with his buddy Pete. And we go from the military background, which you had knowledge of because you were there, to casinos, in this case, to where the Bahamas, to do some work in casinos. You worked in casinos as well, so you were drawing on some of that knowledge for the book?
Yes, that's true. I've actually worked in casinos most of my adult life. Yeah, I worked as a slot machine mechanic.
Yeah, that has to be fascinating stories that you saw and could tell, and that background comes through in the book, Where Losers Live, Heroes Die. Without getting into detail, he really, I mentioned fast pace. He had action as he's leaving Vietnam, action when he comes back to the States. I mean, they end up getting thrown in jail. They burn a casino down. They steal some cars. They really, with a goal in mind, they really come into some action-packed sequences, didn't they?
Well, they were attempting to build a casino in the Bahamas. And it turned out the person that already has a casino in the Bahamas did not want any competition at all. So the fight went on.
The book is Where Heroes Live, Where Losers Live, Heroes Die. Our guest is Gary Helzer, who is the author of the book. Let's talk about where this writing habit came from, this desire that you had. Who were some of the influences as you were young and growing up as writers? Who did you like to read?
Well, I liked Louis L'Amour westerns. I liked a lot of that type, and there was quite a bit of action in those stories.
When you read Yes, go ahead. Finish on that, because that's an interesting, because I can see some of that influence in your writing. Talk about the early on, some of the influences, the people that you read that influenced you as a writer.
Well, like I was saying, I started writing things, ideas down. Then I got acquainted with a person that I worked with was an English teacher out of New York City, and he moved out west, and he didn't have the license to start teaching, so he started working in the casino, and I got to know him, and we got to talking, and I told him, I said, I think I could write a pretty good story, but I'm not a good speller, and I don't know how I could really put it down on paper. And he says, that's all right, don't worry about that. We can get somebody to, you know, to help you do that. And that's what really inspired me. And the story, Where Losers Live, Heroes Die, I kind of never really considered myself as a hero, although that I was off the coast of Vietnam. I didn't actually see land, but just being in the service, everybody kind of considers you a hero. And then in the story, he has so much bad luck, he considers himself a loser. And so that's how I got the combination of Where Losers Live, Heroes Die.
Yeah, it's a very catchy title, and it's the story of first-person perspective that Gary writes through the eyes of Hans. Talk about that aspect of it. Did you almost become Hans as you were writing this? Because you are in his head. You are expressing his thoughts. We are seeing the world as Hans sees it. What was that like, actually writing the story as Hans?
Well, it was like I was actually there myself.
Yes.
And I did place myself as the main character, and there has been a few people that has picked up on that, people that really know me, because they say the way I talk, it's just like me. and my actions. Now, I never, in real life, I've never killed anybody, but he said, well, in my actions, they said they could see me when they come to Hans or Cowboy, they pictured me as the character.
When you started the process, did you know where you were going with these stories, or did the story sort of evolve as you were writing it? I guess I'm asking, did you have an outline when you started the process?
No, I didn't. I just started making things up. And there has been times where I changed it. I said, no, this isn't going to work this way. And then I changed it and sent it another way. I really didn't have an idea. It's sort of the same way when I built some cabinets and stuff like that. And a friend of mine asked me where my plans were, and I told him they were up in my head. And I think I wrote basically the same way, because I'd start out like building a cabinet. I'd make some measurements, but before I actually got started, I ended up changing them anyway, so I forgot about drawing the design. And I think I basically kind of ended up writing the same way.
Well, and it's interesting, because sometimes you talk to people who do that, and you're not restricted by an outline. You have your imagination, and where that takes you is where the story goes. Talk about research as well. This is fictional, but it's Vietnam, it's the Bahamas, it's casinos, it's things that people have some knowledge of. What type of research did you have to do?
Well, this story could actually happen. There's nothing supernatural. And then I went to places. I actually went to the Bahamas. And like the National Guard getting ripped off. I went to the local National Guard Armory. And I walked in there and I talked to, I think he was a captain or something. I'm not sure what. He was an officer. The only person there. And I introduced myself and told him I was writing a book. And I said, the National Guard Armory is going to get ripped off. Can you tell me how to do it? And he says, I can do better than that, I can show you. He gave me a tour. He gave me a tour of the place. And it was an education, because I found out that they don't keep any of the bolts for the rifles there, that I would have to rip off the police station. And they told me they don't keep any ammunition there at all. You'd have to get it the Friday before the maneuvers. So that just gave me all kinds of open doors and extra chapters. It gave me a lot. It was quite an education. And then the Bahamas, I drove around in the Bahamas, and I had to learn to drive on the left-hand side of the road. So that's kind of a true story about, you know, the way I had to drive. And so some of the stuff I researched, I picked up on. And another thing is the ship that I used. Well, I was on an aircraft carrier in the Navy, and the structure are pretty much the same as far as watertight doors and hatches, but the structure of a carrier and the structure of a freighter is so different. I went to the library, and I found a book on freighters, and in that book was a schematic of a small freighter. So I Xeroxed off a copy of that, and I used that schematic as a guide. I didn't use it exactly, but I used that as a guide when I wrote the story.
Well, the book is very well researched. I've got a couple minutes left. We're talking about the book Where Losers Live, Heroes Die. Are you working on a sequel? Are you working on another book?
Not at the moment. I got one in mind which will have the same character in it. As you probably read the ending, which I'm not going to tell you, but
yes.
I left it open so I could write a continuation. It would be a different story, but it would have the same character in it. But I haven't done that yet. I'm not really sure if I'm going to do it yet. It all depends on how this one turns out, I think.
Well, I got that sense at the end. It's like, okay, if he wanted to, we could Hans could live another day, and we could have more experiences coming out of him. What was this like for you, the actual writing experience, having it published and having people read and comment on your book? What's this been like for you?
It's been fun, actually, because the teacher that told me, he says, when you're writing fiction, you're in complete control. You can do just anything you want to with it.
Yeah,
like with the autobiographies, that's basically a true story. So you got to kind of follow the way that it really happened. Well, this way, you can do just whatever you want to with it and go in any direction with it.
You can build your own little world, and that's what you were able to do. That had to be fun doing it. And when people are reading this and commenting and enjoying it, that has to be satisfying.
Well, I hope so.
Well, yes.
Like I say, when I started, I started out writing it on a paper. And then I found this lady that did typing for college students, typing up their
term papers? Yes.
Yeah, the term papers and that kind of stuff. So what I did, I would write it down, then I would record it in a tape recorder, and I would take that tape recorder over to her. I think back then she charged me something like a quarter or 50 cents a page or something like that. And then, in the meantime, I met my wife, and then when we got married, we got a typewriter, and then she took over. I would write things down, and then she took over typing it for me. This was way back before we had computers, and that's basically how I wrote it.
Well, it's a great story. As I mentioned, you've got some romance, adventure, action. It's a thriller. It's all packed into The fiction novel, Where Losers Live, Heroes Die. Gary Helzer is the author and our guest on the program. That's Helzer. Books available at bookventure.com in their bookstore. You'll find it also, of course, at Amazon. You can link on directly to Gary's book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Gary, a pleasure having you on the program. Really enjoyed being along for the adventure of Where Losers Live, Heroes Die. I hope Hans lives to for another adventure. We'll be staying in touch with you, and hopefully that will continue. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me on your program.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book is Where Losers Live, Heroes Die. Gary Helzer, our guest on the program. Books available at bookventure.com in their bookstore. And, of course, you'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.